This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, I certainly would like the best young players we have on the team, and those are two I just mentioned, to stay here in their career, just like Brooks Robinson was here in his entire career. Jim Palmer was here in his entire career. We'd like to have players stay with Baltimore for a long, long time in their entire career. Baseball is different than it was in the Brooks Robinson days and the Jim Palmer days, and we recognize that. But we think that we are putting together a team that they're very happy with, and we're trying to have an atmosphere that they're very happy with. And, we'll just have to see what unfolds. But we're not unaware of the desirability of doing what you suggest, but we'll just have to wait in time and see.
Again, I mean, if you are a cynical type, Ed, you listen to that with doubt. But if you are, a person who I'm a wait-and-see guy. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think David Rubenstein would sit there and say those things if those were really weren't his intent, wasn't his intentions. It's not guaranteed, but I believe those are his intentions.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people in that position are going to say what they mean. Why wouldn't you give the man the benefit of the doubt? Because people are cynical. Because they're so used to the last ownership, group, I guess. But these are different people with maybe with different ideas. So I don't know why they just can't, give it a shot. Give him a chance.
You believe it, Jeremy?
I do, yeah. I mean, I don't have any reason not to believe him. I'm not holding past ownership against this guy, especially when as soon as he got on board, they made a trade for a frontline starting pitcher, and they're doing all these renovations and different things. And I know the Stadium Authority has helped out with some of this stuff, but you got to look at the facilities they're building. And I know that's not stuff that people care about, but I think it matters to players when you're trying to bring them in. If you have no presence in the Dominican, then what the hell are you doing?
It was ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous.
So
when 30% of baseball is Latin now.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah. Like, we were pointing out players that have come from the international market on World Series teams, and you're going, oh, it's just the best players.
The best players in the game, yeah.
It's just unreal. And again, like, I don't know why people are even thinking about going at this guy, because you had some sort of expectation that you understand baseball better than the front office. And again, I'm not saying you can't be critical of him, but, like, to sit here and say, oh, you lost Corbin Burns. He's going to win 18 games in Arizona. What happens if we lose eight? That's not how it works, Chief. Like,
I just want to
that way.
That they had internationally, they would basically DOA.
Yeah.
And you think about the top players. Just rattle off the Ohtani, obviously, foreign, right?
Soto. Juan Soto.
Acuna.
Yeah.
Alvarez.
Ozzie Albies is another one there. I mean, if you want to go through the Braves lineup, you could have picked a bunch out.
Yeah.
And even like when some of the other guys started coming over, now some of the guys passed their prime, but the Jose Abreus, the Gurriels that had come over, there have been so many. And we don't have to just look at those countries. Pick a different country. There's so many players that come out
there.
That's
why I brought in Japan. I mean, between Japan, the Dominican, Venezuela, I mean, it's a ton of different places.
Yeah, we were over buying teenagers in Korea and then got kicked out of there. Remember that?
That was banned.
Yeah.
You're banned.
No more.
You can't buy fruit here anymore. You're banned, Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, this is a breath of fresh air that we're even discussing these things. The ownership is discussing. These are conversations that the ownership wouldn't have in years past.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, let me ask, you work with them, so are you excited about this? Because I would be.
I'm excited how some of the day-to-day things are running.
Yeah. Do you feel a difference?
From a broadcasting standpoint, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I actually have my whole season planned already. I have my season planned before mid-February.
What do you mean? The games you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
He does this a lot.
Yeah.
We were talking before his coaching season, and he already had the games planned out that he was going to run the score up.
I know.
Yeah. He's like, we'll beat them by 35. I'm going to make sure of it. We got this one by 18. Look at him over there squinting. He's looking like Chris Farley when he's looking up. He's like, they gave me what? Decaffeinated coffee?
Wow, you the way that you are. No, but it seems to be ran tighter. I don't mean tighter as far as confining. It's just...
You're not finding out last minute.
Exactly, man. I mean, even when they don't have an answer, they'll email you or call you to tell you it's coming. You understand what I'm saying? You're not in the dark like, hello?
Oh, you mean like this?
Is anybody out there? You know, there's a steady line of communication, and I feel like they did the little shuffle a little bit, they do a little coconut shuffle from Gilligan's Island. Did a little shuffle, and they have competent people in places now, man. It's like, yes.
They clearly don't work for Southwest Airlines.
I'll never forget when those sons of bitches told me, your bags don't matter to us. We got to make sure all the other flights go on time. So I'm just going to sit here for 4 hours waiting for my bag after you cancel my flight?
It's nice sitting on a tarmac in Florida. With no AC on in the plane.
Oh, it's awful.
It's fantastic.
We did that here.
I remember.
When we were going to Jamaica, and then one guy stands up and said, they just canceled my flight. I said, sit your ass down and shut up. You're coming with us. Sure enough. And then they make us sit on the plane for an hour and a half until it's canceled.
He had a connecting flight. So the flight that he was connecting to.
No, everybody was getting canceled that moment. He just got his first, I think. Maybe you're right.
But everybody had canceled. But I was just saying, they had connecting flights.
Yeah.
So my connecting flight... It's canceled. Why the hell am I on this one?
And I think my wife has finally realized that it's better to pay a few extra bucks instead of that one stop.
Oh, definitely.
It's so much better. Why do I want to stop and waste 3 hours?
You married the frugal woman?
Oh, she's just smart. She's very smart with money.
Yeah, but that's the connecting flight is frugal. I don't know if that's smart.
Yeah. Hey, we're going.
Smart is direct.
We're flying from Baltimore to New York, but we're going to Florida and Texas first. Why?
Yeah.
What?
And you know, you talk about the Orioles. One time I met them, I think it was last year, mid-trip. I didn't go to the first stop with them. I went to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they let you book your own flight on their dime.
Right.
I could not find a direct flight to Minneapolis. Could not find one. I don't know what was going on. I had to go to, as Jeremy said, I had to go to Charlotte to get to Minnesota. I'm like, why am I going to Charlotte to get... I was on a plane long enough to get up as high as it could and come down.
Well, I am going to see Shane Gillis in May in Raleigh.
Oh, that's right. You did tell us about
that. I told you. To get Celeste there, she has to fly to Baltimore to go to Raleigh from Florida. So you've got to pass Raleigh, land at BWI, and go back the other way. I give her a parachute.
Can I?
Or maybe.
Can I be the idiot on the show? I had to look up Shane Gillis.
Really?
I don't know him. I know him now.
You know him.
I know his face. Yeah, I just didn't know everything. Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, I had to look him up. Like, ooh, Shane. I'm going to Charlotte to see Kendrick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got the tickets last week. Me and Robbie.
I'm going to Ireland to see the Lumineers. And then I found out they're...
Give me a Lumineers song. I know the group. I know the band.
When they're sleep on the Hey Ho song. Hey!
Ho! Okay, there you go.
That's probably the one you'd know. If I started like rattling...
Submarine?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know the Hey Ho song.
Yeah, so one of my favorite bands, and my wife.
Are you going there to see them?
Yeah, I mean
They don't play stateside.
They were playing Ireland and Scotland before they just released their local tour, and we were looking for a reason to go to UK for some reason. I've always wanted to go to Ireland, so they played both spots, and my wife she never does this, but just booked it.
We're going to Charlotte to see Kendrick because every time I think the Philadelphia show and the DC, whenever he's here. In the area, I'm working.
Yeah.
So that's the one gap. I got like a 3-day off gap that Robbie and I are going to fly down in the middle of it, see the show, next day come home.
I love when we do this. Like a lot of times we're driving to places that are close and going to see the concert. My wife's probably annoyed at me because most concerts I ain't staying for the encore. I hate crowds and I hate traffic and I hate lines.
I ain't driving to Charlotte, man. Don't know.
That's different.
Once upon a time.
If I'm walking back to the hotel. Or
I would drive to South Carolina to see my family because I had to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had to. I couldn't afford the flight.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that no more.
I mean, I understand.
Ain't driving no more. I'm not doing that. I'm not. If I can't fly, I'm not going.
The one time my wife was
4
upset.
4 hours is my limit.
Jack Johnson was playing Meriwether and they... They overbooked by like 5,000 tickets by accident. So like if you've ever sat on the grass there and put your blankets out and everything, there you couldn't see a blade of grass. Everybody's blanket was on somebody else's blanket.
Yeah.
And I looked at my wife, said, "You do realize we are not staying for the encore, even if that is our wedding song. We're out of here. We were waiting to get out of
you
there."
You didn't stay for the encore being your wedding song?
Hell no, not with that crowd.
You stay for the encore on this show?
I'll sing it on the way home to her. Put it on the radio. We good.
Stay for the encore on this show.
I don't know. Is there an encore?
Yeah. Final segment. Is there an encore?
I tell dumbass jokes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.